The Guardian.
It all began when Spike Lee was launching his new film, Miracle at Santa Ana, at the Cannes Film Festival. This is a film about an African-American division fighting in the Second World War in Italy. And Spike had a pop at Clint Eastwood over his two films about Iwo Jima, the famous battle in the Far East in the Pacific in the Second World War, when the Americans raised the flag, you know, that sort of iconic flag raising, which is the Marine Corps Memorial now at the Arlington Cemetery. And there are no black soldiers at all in either of the films, Flags of Our Fathers and Letter from Iwo Jima, none at all in 4 hours of film. And Spike was saying, why not? He said there wasn't one Negro actor on the screen. If you reporters had any balls, you'd ask him why, ask Clint Eastwood why. So he was quite tough, but nothing like as tough as Clint Eastwood, who donned the full sort of Dirty Harry man with no name mantle and said, has he ever studied the history? It's just not accurate. And ended up by saying a guy like him should shut his face. And he was also quite sort of mocking about the whole thing, implying that Spike Lee was one of these politically correct people obsessed with diversity. And Clint Eastwood's next big film, The Human Factor, is about Nelson Mandela as the leader of South Africa after independence. And again, he said in the interview in The Guardian, yeah, I'm not going to make Nelson Mandela a white guy. So, you know, there was definitely not exactly sneering, because I don't think Clint Eastwood is a sneering type of person, but definitely mockery.
And Spike Lee's had another pop back.
Well, Spike Lee has really raised the whole thing up now, because although he says he's obviously riled by what he sees as a personal attack, you know, doesn't mind being told to shut his face any more than anybody else. but he's said, first of all, the man's not my father, because Clint Eastwood is 78. He's a lot older than Spike Lee, who's 51. And then he said, and we're not on a plantation either. And I think that is a fairly explosive comment, because that's a reference to the terrible days of slavery, when a white man could, or white person generally, could tell a black slave just what to do and could tell them to shut their face without any fear of retaliation. He talks about Clint sounding like an angry old man and says that it's Clint Eastwood who's got his history wrong. There were plenty of black soldiers involved on Iwo Jima. And he finishes that little section in his attack, which incidentally is on abcnews.com. That's where he made these remarks. Not everything was John Wayne, baby.
And this clearly comes in a country where race is particularly significant right now, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You can't get away from the fact that we're just about to have this massive argument over who's going to be the president. You know, is it going to be Barack Obama, the first black presidential candidate, or is it going to be John McCain? And although I'm sure they will try their hardest to keep race out of it, it's hard to see it not raising its nasty profile. And it was Spike Lee, who made the direct reference to the presidential election by concluding his remarks with one of these slightly annoying, you know, okay, I'm going to end this now comments, which people, that's all very well, but it doesn't go down very well if you've just dished out a whole load of insults and said, right, that's it, the argument's over. Anyway, the way he did that was saying, even though he's trying to have a Dirty Harry flashback, meaning Clint Eastwood, I'm going to take the Obama high road and end it right here. Peace and love. So he's the man who's introduced Obama in this. And it really will be interesting to see if this kind of resonates politically in America, because Spike Lee has endorsed Barack Obama. As long ago as February, he endorsed Barack Obama instead of Hillary Clinton. Clint Eastwood has kept his counsel up to now, and in the Guardian interview, he wouldn't commit either way. He was, you know, he was mayor of Carmel on the Californian coast, and he was a non-partisan mayor. He was neither a Republican nor a Democrat, and his policies were not, it would be very difficult with Clint Eastwood to say that he was either right-wing or left-wing. His policies were very independent-minded. But all he just goes so far as saying that because his wife is a television anchor in Arizona, she knew John McCain, who's a senator from Arizona, and liked him. And Clint Eastwood said, I kind of like him. He's not decided up to now, and he just wants to sit back and, in his own phrase, kind of let things percolate. So if he's going to come out on one side or the other, he's not yet telling us which side.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.